Blog Talk Radio.
Hunter,
Shout out to Hunter for my shoes. That's my dedication to all of the hard-working ladies that are out there doing a damn thing every single day of the week. So in my shoes, no one can wear them, only you can. So I thought that would be like, you know, my dedication to Cece, who will be on in just a sec, getting us in tune with her. So for all those who want to call in to talk to Cece, please feel free to dial in at 818-495-6975 or use our interactive chat room that is live during the interviews to voice your opinions or leave comments. So let's just jump right in. I don't want to keep Cece holding no longer. So without further ado, how are you doing tonight, Cece?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's such an awesome feeling to, you know, have you on the show tonight. So I do appreciate you taking the time to get us in tune to all the awesomeness you have going on over there.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm honored to be on your show.
Yay. Look, I'm blushing. You can't see me now.
I don't do many interviews. I don't do many.
I know. And that was one of the things I wanted to bring up, too. Like, I feel like, you know, honored to the fact that I know that you don't. So thank you once again for just, you know, giving us that opportunity to gain on you. So
let's just jump
right in. Like, tell us a little bit about Cece before you started your own business and things of that nature. How it all began.
Okay, well, back in the day, I was an artist, and I was signed to a major label. I was about 16, and I was in a group named Flavor. We was a rap and a R&B group. And then, you know, something happened, and we had to stop the group, and I went on to college and things of that nature. And then, you know, when your heart, my heart was always in music. So when it's in music and it's just not right, you know, I went to school to be a teacher, and I'm like, I'm not feeling these kids. I can't, you know. I'm not feeling this job, period. And I was teaching in Detroit, you know what I'm saying? So I started teaching in Detroit, not even in my hometown, Houston. So I came back to Houston, and I was like, you know what, I'm not feeling this. And so I moved to New York in 2007, and then I started my company. And my company was a multimedia company at first, and then, you know, this publicist came up with my first client ever. His name was Herb McGruff, and he was like, I need a PR. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. And he was like, well, you know what? You're from down south. They're going to love your accent up here, and you're going to be real big. So he named me Cece Vance, and I became a publicist, and here I am today.
Yay, and I'm so thrilled and excited that you are here today because you do what you do so well. So, you know, it's just awesome that he saw that in you and was like, hey, listen, this is what you're going to do. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was kind of thrown into it. You know, so I had no choice. So, I learned from Google. You know, this is just something that, you know, I call this. I said, well, maybe this is my talent, you know. And then finally, I'm like, you know what, this is my talent and this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so at one point, you know, I was tired, well, I'm still is, you know what I'm saying? And when I first started, you know, they was calling me the Harlem publicist because here I am, no one knows me. They just know, you know, this Cece Vance, where did she come from, you know? So they was calling me the Harlem publicist. And I was like, hold on, because I'm not from New York. You know, I'm from the HOU. I'm from Houston, Texas all day, you know. So I decided, you know, I stayed there 5 years. I decided to come home. I was like, you know what, I need to come home because I need to take over my city. Like, no one knows me, and that's exactly what I did.
Absolutely,
you know.
Absolutely. So what did you find that was most helpful when you started doing your PR work? I mean, I know you just referenced Google, but, you know, did you find any other resources to help you aid in the process?
I have this one lady by the name of Nancy Byron. She's from Houston, and she's a rap publicist. And that's what she called herself. And she helped me a lot. Like, I used to just ask the questions or whatever, you know, DM, and she helped me a lot. But Google really taught me what I know. And my experiences, you know, from being in the business, and I also forgot, but I used to manage also for 10 years some underground artists. So that, you know, by me being a manager and in the industry, being managed by someone taught me a lot. And by the way, when we was in a group, my manager was Scarface's wife, which is Rhonda Jordan. Big shout out to her. But, yeah.
Right. So what about PR is it that excites you so much? Because you seem like, I mean, you have a lot of clients. So for all those who are not in tune with CC, this woman is crazy loaded with clients, okay? Awesome ones, too. Yeah, I even had a few of them on the show. So what do you find so exciting about it? Because you just sound so bubbly. And here it is. I'm like, I need a coffee and, you know.
No, you know what I think it is? I think for me it's a rush. Just knowing that my clients are excited by doing interviews. You know, my whole motto is if my clients are not shining, then I'm not shining. And that's how I keep my name out, by my clients. So if I'm doing a good job, they're going to talk about CC Vance and Vance PR Firm all day long. And I think just what it is just, you know, when I first got into PR, people was like, no, no, no. So you're going to tell me no when I went through the front door. So I'm going through the back door. When I was going through the back doors, I wasn't getting nothing but yeses. So that just like, it just, I don't know, it's like a brush. you can tell me no all day, you know, and it's just, I don't know, I'm happy. I love PR. I just love it.
I know, right? I know there's a few people that have tuned in now, like, you know what, that's what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm starting this process tomorrow because you make me want to do it now. Like, I want to be, like, yes.
I love it.
I love it.
I'll
be DMing you.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. And, you know,
me.
I don't mind helping. Yeah, I don't mind helping and mentoring anyone because, like I say, someone did it for me, you know, and I don't mind. Trust me, I don't mind. You can text, DM me, Twitter, @CCVancePR. I will help you. I mean, so you have some people who cut out for it, and then you have some people. Now, you have to have a great attitude. You have
right.
to. You know, you can't take everything personal. And, you know, that's it. That's the key
right
there.
Well, that's hard for me, so I gotta focus on that, like some Nam Myoho Renge Kyo's, get into like that whole Buddha chanting thing, and then
yeah.
try to say, "CC, help me," because you know I have a problem with taking things. So,
yeah,
do you find
some people? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Some people was CC. I want to hear this. You are so interesting
to
me. We could stay on here all night, but.
You know, you have some publications, you know, when you do decide, you know, if this is what you want to do, you're going to get a bunch of no's, and they're going to say some harsh things about your client, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, if you for your client, you're going to get your client at the end of you. It's up to you, you know what I'm saying, to say, look, you said X, Y, and Z, but did you also notice this, this, and this about my client? These are all the positives. You picked out all the negatives. You know, and so when you do that, people tend to say, you know what, let me go ahead and interview because she's pushing hard for her clients. And that's the type of team that I have, and that's what, you know, that's what we do. So you could do it.
I know, that's right. Well, listen, do you guys really literally hear what's happening right now tonight? You know, this is like the best. This is waking me up. Seriously. Like, this is what I've been waiting for all week in interviews, okay? So I want to be like, listen, you could do this. DM me. I got
yeah.
you.
I got you.
Like, you're going to hear the no's, but, you know, you just keep on going.
And I'm like this every day, all day, and my staff will tell you I don't change. I laugh, I giggle, I get upset, I vent, but that's normal, but it's okay. But at the end of the day, if this is something that you love, you're going to keep going and keep going and keep going. And that's why I don't mind helping anyone because I didn't have the proper help getting into it. Some publicists are like that's been in it for a while. Oh, no, we don't help you. I'm not like that. You want to do this and you think you can do it? Hey, come on. You can do it. Whatever you put your mind to, you can do.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you even being this way because, like you said, there's a lot of people out there, they have, like, these sources and this information, and it's just like, hey, you don't want the next person to get ahead of you. But why are we even in a race? So if people aren't
exactly.
thinking that we're in a competition, like we're in the Olympics, then maybe,
exactly.
you know, everybody
if
could
we,
live.
If we come exactly. If we could come together and we can share the resources, it would be so much easier instead of this competition. I don't compete with no publicists out here. I don't do it. For what?
You don't have to.
We're
you have, like, a
exactly.
billion
We're
clients.
What
competition is it?
And you know what, girl? I've only been doing publicity for 2 years. It's coming up on 3 years. So
wow.
I feel like I'm doing something right. So, you know, and I still have a waiting list with people
wow.
that want to work with me. But because I have so many clients, you know, some, you know, we have contracts, you know, if they choose not to sign on an additional, you know, 6 months or whatever, then I'll go to that waiting list. And I have a waiting list.
Wow.
You know.
That's so awesome.
So,
It really is. You guys hear this? You know, really, no, this is a beautiful thing. And just because of the time frame, look at the time frame. A lot of people can't even get their minds right in 2 years to focus on an objective of what to pursue. And in 2 years, something that you didn't even know that was yours for the taking is just, you know, you're just killing it. So I'm really proud of you, you know. Hats off to you, Cece, seriously.
Thank you.
I know, like you said, we all get frustrated, but what do you find frustrating? Because it's hard to believe right now that you even get frustrated. So tell me, what pisses CC off?
Girl, you know what pisses me off, and I think you know this because you have interviewed some of my clients. When they contact me and they late, you know, for the interview, you know, that's the only thing that really pisses me off. Like I say, I cherish these interviews because they're hard to come by, you know, and you get so many no's, and you know, and I always tell my clients, like, please, you know, appreciate that these people want to interview you. So be on time and don't miss your interview, you know, and that pisses me off because my staff, Nakisha, Tamika, and Marshall, they work so hard. And even myself, we work so hard for this, you know. And that's what pisses me off. That will take me to 100 to zero. And then, yeah.
I understand. This is why we should be besties, because we share the same anger issue. Cece, the lines are all lit up. So I'm going to break the monotony a little bit, and I'm going to start taking some phone calls. Is that cool with you?
That's fine. Let's go.
Yay. So 706, you're on the line with Miss Cece and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, thank you. Who's calling?
This is Nikita. Hi, Cece.
Hey, Nikita.
I was just calling in to support my girl, Miss Cece Vance. Y'all know she is one of the hottest publicists out there.
Absolutely.
Oh, Nikita. And that's coming from a publicist.
And that's
coming from a publicist.
Yes, she is.
Nikita.
She keeps me in line, too, guys. She keeps me in line with everything. So, you guys, the whole team is great. You know, even when I'm in my mood, everyone still keeps me going. Like, it's okay. It's all going to be okay. I'm like asking for music 100 times. They're on it. They're on it. So I do love your team.
And I will vouch for everything that she says. She does not mind helping people. There's never any competition because she has helped me out a whole lot. And I just really, really appreciate her. And I'm just proud of everything she's doing.
Don't make me tear up. You know I'm emotional.
Okay. Don't do it to me because, you know, just don't do it. You know, I don't have no tissues available. You know, my eyeliner is going to run. But it's definitely an awesome feeling to know that women can come together and support each other genuinely. So that's why I appreciate you, Nikisha, because you're always on it with me and patient with me as Cece is as well. So I appreciate you as well as being part of this powerful, you know, movement that Cece has going on. So thank you.
All right, y'all.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yay. So that's awesome. I love it, love it, love it. So 770, you're on the line with Miss Cece and Miss P. How you doing?
Hey, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. And you?
Good. What's your name?
My name is LaShawn. Hi, Cece.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I absolutely love Cece. She's my son Damani's publicist and soon to be mine. Yay. And she is truly an inspiration to me, and I appreciate her and everything she has and is doing for me, even though I call her like 100 times a day. And she's still really sweet and bubbly
like
and nice. Yeah, I call her like 100 times a day. I'm sorry. But yeah, but all in all, she's a sweetheart, and she is the most absolute. She's the most helpfulest person that I know, and she has truly helped a lot.
Yay! That is so awesome, and I appreciate you giving us a call. That is so beautiful.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
All right,
have a great night,
Cece, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Aw, that's so much love.
That you know who that was, right? That's
yes, I do. I didn't want to go
Piazza.
Crazy. Yes,
yeah.
I didn't want to do it. I just didn't want to do it. I was quiet, you know.
Yeah.
I just wanted to just remain in control.
Yes. That's
girl.
That is. That's my girl.
Yes. Yes, I knew exactly who that was, and I just, you know, let it go. I just let it. It's like one of those moments when you just have to just keep it moving. It was like that. Like, I want to say, oh, my God, you know, one of those things. But she called into the Intune show. Yay. You know, like, yeah. But you're awesome. So, you know, God only knows who else would be on the other end of these lines and things of that nature. She. So let's
yeah.
take some more calls because now I'm excited.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Yay. 864, you on the line with Miss CC and Miss P. How you doing?
Good. This is Nikisha.
Nikisha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we just spoke to you. So then I made an error.
No. That was Nikita.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry, Nikisha. How you doing tonight, my love?
It's good. No,
good.
I just wanted to say that CC Bands is one of the coolest bosses you could ever have. Like, we literally start texting each other at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning Eastern time with ideas and interviews and stuff for clients. And we probably don't stop until maybe midnight, sometimes 1 o'clock. I think we'll fall asleep on each other so much. If you're funny.
Like, I
love
that.
Yes,
like,
Nikisha when she says
angry.
We are working, we are.
No, I believe it. I definitely do, you know, because I could email CC around like 4 or 5 o'clock. About 30 minutes later, I'll have an email. So I definitely know that you guys are on the grind. And I appreciate your contributions to everything that goes along with the publishing company as well. So thank you for all that you do.
No problem. Nikisha is such a good worker. I love Nikisha. She knows that. I cherish her. Because I can't do it by myself. I cherish my whole staff, but Nikisha, she knows. She works, and I love
you know.
That about her.
Yeah, you know, you like a me, like if it was my boy saying it, like, she knows.
Her. Yeah, I push Nikisha to outside her box, you know.
She pisses me off sometimes.
She pisses me off, but it's all love here. You know, if you fight, if you work through the anger,
hey.
It'll only make you stronger.
I know. She had to learn me, and when she asks me something, she knows that I'm going to be very, very truthful and honest.
Mm-hmm.
And, as you know, and that's just me, you know, and once you learn me, you'll be like, oh, okay, that's just Cece. That's just how she is.
Yeah.
She, you know, if she doesn't like this picture, she's going to say, you know what, nah, I don't like that. Change it to this. That's just not cute. That's just not hot. You know, and that's just how I am.
Definitely. But isn't it great, Nikisha, to be able to work for somebody that has as much energy and just, you know, giving and loving as CC?
Oh, yes. It is amazing. I know sometimes if I'm feeling down, I'll be like, okay, CC, I need something to pick me up. And then she knows exactly what to say to kind of, I guess, motivate me to work even harder. And then there are days where she's not feeling 100% and we're just kind of picking up and going off of each other. At the end of the day, we're both laughing at each other because we probably said something stupid or repeated something to each other at least 5 times.
Right, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you as well, although we haven't met, but I definitely appreciate your contributions to everything that, you know, is awesome. So thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
thank
my
you.
Love.
Bye, Nikisha.
Yay. So, 843, you have been patient, so I'm going to pick up with you right now. You're on the line with Miss CC and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you, ladies?
Good. Thank you.
We're fine.
Well, so this is Phoenix, and I was listening. Well, you know, I think I've been following you, CC, but, you know,
okay.
I was listening. I really like, you know, I like your style, and you don't really come off as one of those people that, you know, are kind of stuck up because you do run into that in the industry. And I was like,
uh-huh.
Listen, you know, you don't let it doesn't seem like you let it get to your head. So I just
no,
wanted
I
to.
Don't.
That's good. And that's
because
good.
I feel
it's
like,
real
you know
good,
what? At
you, know?
The, you know what? At the end of the day, I'm still, as my mother say, I'm still Cicely Vance, and you know, and I feel like CeCe Vance is, you know, this is what I say, CeCe Vance is a character in the industry. At the end of the day, I still want to remain my government, and that's Cicely Vance. Like, do you understand what I'm going? Because that's just who I am. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm just me, and this is me all day, every day. You speak to me on Twitter, you want to talk, I'll answer back, you know, at the end of the day. I don't know. Ain't nothing went to my head.
I know it's easy to get, like, frustrated. So with you saying that, you know, you went to Google and kind of learned everything, which some people pay so much money to go in school and learn, and you just picked it up that easily and just doing the thing right now. I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's sweet. That was it. You know, I just wanted to call in and, you know, and let you know that you are appreciated to a lot of people that don't really get a chance. And, you know, since you do talk to people and whatnot. So I just wanted to say that real quick and just send some love to Miss P of the Intune Show, too.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay. So, Cece, what? Yeah, it is. I mean, just somebody that you probably never even, you know, met.
No.
And then it's just like, you're awesome. And I appreciate
like,
you.
Like, I'm like, Phoenix, do I have Phoenix? I'm like,
Okay, but it's awesome, though. It's awesome because it's like sometimes even for myself, like certain things that you don't think people are paying attention to, like they are. So it's a great feeling to know that when you don't have, like, a direct connection to somebody, that they do acknowledge you still and admire you from a distance, you know? So good thing, you know, we don't have stalkers out here, so we know Phoenix is not a stalker, but, you know, we do appreciate all those who watch from afar and appreciate us.
Because
it takes a lot to do what you do, definitely.
It does. It really does. And just to deal with, you know, everybody is different and to learn, you know, I do have a lot of clients, and just to learn their different personalities, you know. Mm-hmm. All of that comes with it as well. So, you know, if you want to be a PR going to that, hey, let's go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. So I had some questions from people that wanted me to inquire. So I'm going to ask a few ones, and I'm not going to keep you all night, but I'm having a good time with you. So that's why I'm trying to capture you for everything right now. I don't know when this moment's going to happen again, guys, because, again, Cece do not do interviews. So Ms. P has the privilege tonight, so I'm taking advantage. So the question was, can you or do you help clients on a fixed budget or you know, how does that all work?
Do.
You don't have to give prices.
I'm not. Yes, I do. If you follow me on Twitter at CeCeVancePR, or even my email is on my bio. Email me, and trust me, I help everybody. It's something that if it's something that I can do, and you're on a fixed budget, don't be afraid to come to me. Come on.
That is so awesome. So tell us about, like, the next question was, you know, what do you think are the benefits? Because some people honestly don't even know what a PR is, Cece.
No, they don't.
So what are the benefits?
Let me just break that down in
layman's terms.
So a PR, a publicist, public relations, whichever term you guys want to use. What we do is we keep you in the public eye, meaning that we book interviews, radio, blog sites. We keep you relevant. Keep you relevant is the key. And that's what we do. You know, and we also, if something happens, we also speak, you know, we speak on you, you know, behalf of anything. You don't have to speak to the magazines, knock on wood, or, you know, if you get incarcerated or something, it's your publicist's job to put out a statement. And, you know, your manager or the artist don't have to say anything. We do all of that. So we do the damage control and everything. That's it.
Awesome. That's so awesome. So what is the, you know, the benefits are, you know, you just the public speaker for the client.
Exactly. Yes.
And I think that, right. At what point do people need to inquire about PR?
when they first put out a mixtape, if you're putting out music and you're not getting interviews, then you can put out as many CDs, as many mixtapes as you want. But if you don't have the interviews to go along with it, people still do not know you. You know,
mm-hmm.
They just don't. I mean, you can have a fan base, but if you want to be international known, or you know, if you're only just famous in your state, and if you want to go to other states and have other interviews and things of that nature, then you know you need a PR. And that's what we do. We keep you relevant. We get you the interviews that you can't get yourself. I've had Brian Angels from Day 26 is one of my clients. I had him on MTV Made, you know. So, you know, we even do TV. I have music placements on BET and VH1 and things of that nature. So, you know, you need
right.
PR.
Absolutely. So the amazing thing about that, truthfully, guys, is the fact that CC is willing to work with anyone's budget. So I just wanted to reiterate that, because to me
uh-huh.
that just stands out so much, because of the simple fact that people are all about the money, and that's it.
Uh-huh.
So for
you to be
in your position with so many clients and be willing to work with others, CC, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. For real.
No, because you know what? This is my thing. And I'm just going to be real, real honest. You know, you have some PRs out here that charges anywhere from $2,500 to $30,000, $35,000, you know. My thing is this. I know people come to me all day long. They have families. They have a regular 9-to-5. They trying to do their music. They have to pay their rent. They have bills, too, just like I do, you know. And if they come into me and they real Miss P, and they say, look, Cece, I really want to do this. I done did XYZ already, and I just need that push. But this is all I have to work with right here. If you come to me like that and I feel that you are sincere, I'm not going to say no to you. I'm going to say, you know what, I could do this, this, this. If you want to roll with this or rock with this, then let's go.
Right.
Point simple, you know?
Absolutely. I think that's so amazing. And, I mean, I embraced you before. But, you know, and I'll be sending my little hugs in the emails. Now it's just going to be, like, font 36 or 72. Like, I can no longer use 12 to 16 font. I have to use, like, the biggest one they have that AOL allows, okay? And put it in, like, highlighted colors so you know that I love you. It's so amazing.
Oh.
And, you know, it's just the point that, you know, like I said, we've never met each other. And it's just ironic
right.
how you meet certain people and then your energy
uh-huh.
is so illuminative. Like, you can just embrace them. And it's just like, wow, you know, this person is totally awesome on so many levels.
Yeah.
And people need to get with that and definitely hire her. Get it together.
Yeah, right.
So where can people...
Yeah, please. Don't be afraid to talk to me, because you have some people. Do I have time to tell this story?
No. You tell us, because I want to hear.
Okay. Well, Nikita, the publicist that called in before, when we thought it was Nikisha, but it was Nikita. She was getting her client an interview with the magazine, and they asked her, well, can you hook us up with CC Vance, because we follow her on Twitter. Please do not be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Go talk to me on Twitter. You don't have, you know, what I'm like, why are they asking her? You know, the hook, you know, y'all follow me on Twitter. Just talk to me. If you want to interview any of my clients, please talk to me.
Exactly.
You know, tweet me, please. I love answering my tweets.
Okay. It makes us so important, guys. Tweet me. Okay? Tweet me too. Like, tweet me, Facebook me, whatever it. Just do it.
Tweet me. My bio is there. My phone number is there. Call me. If you need some inspiration, if you need anything, artists, because I know sometimes, you know, you get discouraged. If you need a picker up, call me. I will talk to you.
I think I want you on my answering machine, Cece, with that accent. Like, I think I need that in my life, and your little giggle, because I thought my giggle was cute, but you just came on my show and just kind of just took it over. You know, so thanks, Cece. Thanks. Where's the love?
Now you see why, you know, Herb McGrath is, you know, is a legend in Harlem. So, you know, big ups to him, because if it wasn't for him and my accent, he said, I wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah,
Yeah, so big out to him for noticing how amazing you are. You know, we all have a passion, and it's just so powerful to me that he was able to see this in you, and look how far you've gotten in such a short time.
Yes,
so.
In 2 years, yes.
It's just amazing.
Sometimes I sit back, Miss P, and I say, wow, look what I did. Look. You know.
You have to. Do you ever, like, sip on wine when you do this? Do you sip on wine when you look at?
You know, I don't drink.
Girl.
You know?
It's okay, though. I think this is a moment where a little half a glass is not going to kill anyone.
I don't drink, you know, and it's crazy, but, you know, I have two assistants. I have an assistant in New York, too, and his name is Marshall, and big shout out to Marshall, because Marshall has been with me since my company was a multimedia to NASA PR firm, so big up to him, because I'm telling you, he's been through the ringer, and he's still there. When you have someone believe in you like that, that's still there, I have to do this, because I have people depending on me. So I have to, you know, and this is what my vision is, you know. Mm-hmm. So I always tell people I don't do dreams, because not all dreams come true, but I do visions, because I can make my vision happen. Nobody else can, but I can. And that's what
absolutely.
I do.
Absolutely. So is that what you would leave us with, like, in terms of, like, just inspiration, or just some words for the wise, or something of that nature, for people that are, one, afraid to approach this little cuddle buddy over here, because she's just like a little, like a little snuggle bear, like just cute and cuddly. Okay, so now that you guys see that she's approachable, approach her.
I'm very, and you know, and I just say to people, just stay focused. Follow your own vision. Stay positive. Have positive energy, because all of that equals to positive results. You know, you're going to get told no. You look at that, okay, I'm going through the back door. Somebody going to tell me yes. You know, somebody going to tell me yes, you know. And just have that mentality. That will take you far. Do not give up on your vision. It's yours. You control it. Nobody else.
Absolutely.
You know?
Oh, my God. I don't know what to do with you. Seriously. I'm just absolutely stunned, you know, by this whole conversation. Cece, really, though, I really appreciate you taking the time to come
Anytime
on the show.
You want to have me on the show. You hit
all the time now. All the time. Like, every show. Like, I just want you there. Like, come on and co-host and everything. I want you on the show with me again.
I would definitely co-host. That was something I would definitely be interested in.
Yay.
Yeah.
So right after we're done here, I'm sending some dates, because I'm holding you to it. Don't think you're getting away from me. It's not happening.
Yeah,
and compare it until we can make it happen. We'll keep shooting out dates and time until we can make it all happen, and then I will have my CC. Yay. Right. Like, I feel I have another sister, guys. I'm adopting Cece. Like, that's my sissy.
Yes,
so y'all going to see that in tweets now.
Cece is the only child.
And I'm the only girl. So that's why I adopt amazing women.
Yes,
you know, you want to have
a
team of sisters that are amazing.
Yes, yes. And don't mind helping each other. Network. Let's network, people.
Okay, network, make the dream work, guys, for
exactly,
real.
Exactly.
Definitely. The family is growing, like Latrice said in the chat room. But everybody has nothing but positive things to say in the chat room. And, you know, everybody has nothing but positive things to say, you know, on the phone line. So it's all confirmed that Cece is amazing. For all those who are tuned in and will listen to the archive link, definitely get in tune with Cece, because, come on. I'm addicted now. So, Cece, tell them where they can find you and stay in tune.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at Cece, V as in Victor, A-N-C-E-P-R. Find me there all day long. And I tweet me, tell me to follow you. I will definitely follow you. DM me, call me, email me. I definitely will get back to you.
Thank you so much, Cece. Oh, and her website. Tell
my website is Vance, NYCC.com. And all my clients are listed there. If you guys want features or, you know, anything, all my clients are listed there.
Yay. That's so awesome. So thank you so much for everything, CeCe. Is there anything that you have you currently working on that you want to put out there and let, you know, our listeners know?
Not now, but I have something in the works. And, you know, when I'm ready to release that, I would love to come back on your show.
Yes.
And, you know, and have some guests with me. If we can do that, and I promise you, you will love it, what I'm talking about. But I cannot speak up on it yet. But
okay,
if
no
it
problem.
Happens, I would definitely like for you to do the exclusive on it.
Yay! I'm so excited! Oh, my God. I'm over here. I don't know how to act.
Would love for you to do the exclusive. You know, and once, you know, everything is, you know, everything, I would definitely let you know. But I just want to put that out there that it's a big, big project.
Yay, and y'all heard it here on the In Tune show. Miss P will be in tune with CeCe again. And the amazing thing about it, she agreed to come on as a guest host. So this is all happening. All happening. And also,
yes.
I will talk to you off air about this, but just because I know we have some of the fans tuned in, I just wanted to get them all hyped that,
okay.
You know, Mr. Angel, we have to book him for his little 15-minute interview with the biggest fan contest. So
okay. All right.
He told me to definitely, he said, hit up CeCe. I know nothing. So so I was like, yes, I will. I'm actually talking to her in a few hours. So
yeah.
Yeah, so like 15, 20 minutes, and the person who
okay.
won it, because we was tweeting, you know, biggest fan, who's the biggest fan, and they gained like 15, 20 minutes to talk to him and ask whatever questions they want, as long as they're decent, of course, because I'm going to view them and have you view them and see it's okay, and then we'll
okay.
just take it from there. So I just
okay,
wanted to get people excited.
Yeah.
Yay!
Let me know, and you know, I would definitely have him on the line, like, just
yes.
let me know.
Yes, thank you so much, CeCe. Thank
You're
you
so
for
welcome.
Everything. You have a good
okay.
night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yay, guys. So CeCe is the bestest, the bestest, the bestest, the bestest. I love her. So now you guys know that I have another CeCe. So I don't know how many CeCes I have. I've lost track, but I promise you guys, every CeCe that I have is amazing. And I can't be more blessed than to be in tune with such amazing people. I want to give a shout out to everybody in the chat room. I want to give a shout out to, you know, everybody that was on the phone lines. You know, I appreciate you guys tuning in. And for those who tuned in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the InTune show, I just want to say thank you for being amazing and so supportive, because without you guys, there is no show. Shout out to Latrice, who has won the contest for Mr. Brian Angel, and she's totally hyped that, you know, this is all happening right now. And shout out again to CeCe for, you know, just extending, you know, herself to us and to her team, and just being amazing, because there's not a lot of people out there that's on a mission like she is and willing to give in that mission. A lot of people are about themselves. So when you find people like this, it's always an awesome feeling, and it's also a great thing to stay in tune with them. So get in tune with the right people, because it's people, places, and things that holds us back. Remember that, guys. So get in tune to the awesome people around you, like Miss P does, and you win. So until tomorrow, guys, stay in tune, and thank you for tuning in with Miss CeCe. Love you, CeCe. Talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.
I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. Just tune in. Let's count it down from 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the show begin. With a pretty light skin. Diva name Miss P. Shout it. Cheat it off the meter. Just as fly. NYC. I rep that ratchet third. TV on that other level. Nothing like the mother bird.
Not at all.
What you ain't heard? Then tune in. BlogSpotRadio.com. Let's begin. Any type of jacket gone. Spark the conversation. Every show is all love. Ain't no room for all that hate. I've been waiting all day to tune in about this.
I'm finding conversation. The hottest music in the mix.
From the bricks to the sticks. If you got internet connection, magic number just a ripple.